I don't know, that might have been what I called the shell, but I don't remember about the other. I might, yes, I think.
It certainly gives you big brown stains, doesn't it?
Yes, it's terrible. It doesn't come off very soon either.
No. I read about some kids that were picked up by the police because they were taking their walnuts and putting them out in the highway and waiting for cars to run over them and take that stuff off.
Oh, no. You think of everything.
That's a good trick.
Mm-hmm.
A fellow in the department told me that his grandfather had an old car that they just kept in the bar. He never drove it anywhere. He was afraid of it. And this fellow made a trough and put under the rear wheel, and he load the trough full of walnuts, get in the car and start the engine and put it in gear, and they'd slide between the wheel and the trough, and this green thing would come off and the nuts would sail out there all ready to be eaten or cracked.
Those walnuts are hard to crack.
Oh, they are. I don't think really that they're worth it to you.
No, they aren't, because I don't enjoy the taste of them enough for that. I like pecans, but not the walnut.
Do the farmers around here grow those things underground that grow on vines that have a shell and maybe three or four kernels in the shell? Kernels with a little red skin on them?
Sweet potatoes, you mean? Or a...
No. These you have to crack.
Oh. Peanut?
Yeah.
Oh. Not too much. There's not too much of that around here, but there's some.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned sweet potatoes. What other kinds of...
Irish potato.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's the white one?
Yes.
When you were a girl, did you get anything special in the toe of your stocking on Christmas?
Oh, Mama always put fruit and Christmas candy in my stocking.
Any fruit in special that you look forward to?
Oh, not really. She usually used an apple and an orange. I think the Christmas that I enjoyed the most was the time when we were having such a hard time anyway. I had the prettiest Christmas because they had, I had a doll, of course. It seems like Mother had made some clothes for this doll, but the thing that made it so pretty was they had blown up, they just had little balloons, and they had blown up those balloons and placed them all around this doll, and seemed like on a chair. I can't even remember my tree. Maybe that was the tree, I don't know, but that was one of the prettiest Christmases I had, and I guess I was about maybe 11, along that age.
It's funny.
Anyway, I still was getting dolls, but we can't go by that because I think I got my last doll when I was about 17 or 18.
I think that's the way my elder daughter is. What do you want for your birthday? A dolly.
Uh-huh.
What do you want for Christmas?
Never
a dolly.
You just never can go wrong. And they have such lovely dolls now.
Oh, don't they?
Ooh, their hair is so pretty. Mm-hmm. And they can wash them and just get along just fine as long as the dog doesn't get a hold of them.
Yeah.
Other than that, they're just almost indispensable.
Yeah, my girls had been watching television and they wanted one that talked and pulled a string.
Yes, did you get one for them?
No, I...